Hello, everyone. Welcome to Northern Gardening Tips. I'm Cheryl Moore Goff with the Northern News Network. For many people, lawns are lawns and grass is grass. So when they need to seed a new lawn or have a patch they need to reseed, they're confused with the different grass species and mixes available. I'll be back in a moment.
Talking with BNSF Railway, and 2023 was actually the safest year on record for BNSF.
We've been working for years and years to achieve our vision of an injury-free railroad. It is an outdoor sport, and we have to be very careful about where we're putting our employees and what we're asking them to do. And that's why we're so proud that when we closed out 2023, it was the safest year in our 175-year history.
BNSF, the rail industry's leader in safety.
My Beef Checkoff Dollar funds websites like ChuckKnowsBeef.com.
For my Beef Checkoff Dollar, I get beef into Montana classrooms and teach children how to cook.
For my Beef Checkoff Dollar, I get beef promotion around the world.
My Checkoff Dollar pays for farm fairs and for education in places where young people can learn about the benefits of raising beef in Montana and the nutritional value.
Brought to you by Montana Beef Producers and Checkoff Dollars.
Today we're talking about turf grasses for our area. It's better to plant a mix of species due to variations in yard microcultures and shade, and the grass species' ability to tolerate those conditions. There are three main species of grasses typically sold in our mixes. Kentucky bluegrass thrives in sunny locations. Perennial ryegrass is shade and drought tolerant. Fine fescues, including red, chewings, and hard fescues, are great for shady and drier areas. For general lawn use under sunny conditions with moderate irrigation and fertility levels, a typical mix of these three species will be predominantly Kentucky bluegrass. For shaded lawns, the predominant species should be creeping red fescue or chewings fescue. Shifting gears, for semi-dryland lawns, try sheep fescue or its subspecies hard fescue or the newer turf-type tall fescues. Because these differ in growth habit and texture, they're best planted alone rather than as a mix. Many are also clump-forming grasses and must be seeded thickly to form a decent lawn. Under very dry conditions or in non-irrigated lawns, fairway or roadcrest wheatgrass, streambank wheatgrass, meadow bromegrass, and smooth bromegrass are good choices. These will become brown during drought periods and should not be mowed to heights of less than 3 inches. I'm Cheryl Moore Goff with Northern Gardening Tips on the Northern News Network.